You ever just have something that just aggravates you to no end, and what you would call a pet peeve or something that just irritates you? I know on TikTok, the trend has become to call it your ick, or something gives you your ick. And so today I am going to talk about all the things that are my podcast icks. So all the things that people do with their podcasts that give me the ick. So stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy this episode. What's up? I'm Angie, and you are listening to Podcast That Pays, the podcast for online business owners who want to grow their business and sell their offers using podcasting. If you like no fluff, tell it like it is advice from a marketing-loving podcast agency owner, you are in the right place. So glad you're here. Let's dive in. Okay, so welcome back to another episode. And again, today we're going to talk about my podcast icks, and have a list here in front of me so that I can go through literally what gives me the cringe, the ick, when I see people doing certain things with podcasting. And I'm sorry, I might offend some people and it might be a little negative at some point, but I promise I'm going to be giving you more episodes that are going to be proactive and not just telling you all the shit that you're doing wrong. So let's just kick this off and talk about my number one. I'm just going to start with my number one, top of the freaking episode. My biggest, probably one of my biggest icks, is spamming your podcast across social media. Spamming your podcast link across social media drives me absolutely crazy. So I will have people who come into my group, Launch, Grow, Explode Your Podcast, and they spam their podcast link. Now, I have nothing against you sharing your podcast. As a matter of fact, I also want to say kudos to you if at least you're taking the time to even share your podcast and that you're trying, okay? So if you're trying and you are a spam offender, it's okay. I want to tell you that at least you are trying, and we live and we learn, right? However, coming into my group, that is a group full of podcasters, and they're in that group specifically to learn podcasting skills, and dropping your episode without any contact, any context. So dropping your episode without any context, and also without any consideration for the people who you're dropping your episode in front of. So dropping your podcast episode about, I don't know, a sports podcast. So you have a sports podcast and you're like, episode 29 is out of the, of my favorite sports podcast. Go listen to it. It's about the Chicago Bears. Is it Bears, Chicago? About the Chicago Bears and how they, turned their season around to a winning season. And that's what you drop in my group full of podcasters. And I'm being generous with what I'm saying, honestly, with the context that I provided or with the blurb. Usually people just drop the link without even saying anything. It's just the link, and it just will pop up like, go listen to this, show, whatever, the link, the preview pops up, whatever. And so it gives me major ick. And also it is wildly ineffective. So it gives me the ick because it's so ineffective and it's such a waste of time, and it makes you look like a spammy McSpammer. It makes you look like you don't know what you're doing. It makes you look like, I don't know, like, why am I clicking on this link? Why do you feel like that's relevant? So again, kudos for at least trying, but it's not effective. You're wasting your time. You are making yourself look like a spammer. Please stop doing that. It is not going to be helping you grow your show. So spamming your podcast link all over social media, you would call it link diarrhea, is probably my biggest ick. Number two, podcasts that are named after yourself. And I know that I'm probably going to upset some people with this one, but I do not want you to name your podcast The Angie Jordan Show. I do not want you to name your podcast after you. Why? Because we don't know what that podcast is about. Because I know that you are a very important person and that you are brilliant and that what you have to say matters and all of those things. However, no one else knows that. And you only have a few seconds to be able to capture someone's attention where someone will know
what your podcast is about. So naming it after yourself when you're just starting out and you have a smaller audience is really not an effective strategy. And it just gives me the ick. Okay, next one. Bad cover art. Using selfies in your cover art or too many words in your cover art. Listen, this one here really gets me. So my cover art does not have my picture on it. Why? Because at the time that I created it, I didn't have professional pictures of myself. I didn't have them. I only had selfies. And my designer was like, there is no way in hell that I am going to make you a cover art with a non-professional picture with your selfie. It ain't happening. You need something that's professional. And I was like, okay, fair. So let's just take my picture off of it. Let's take me out of the equation and let's just create a cover art that doesn't have me on it. So your cover art, again, this is also comes into the name, right? So this is your opportunity to grab people's attention, and it is your brand. It is a representation of your brand. So if you come on here looking with your selfie and you got your selfie cut out because you used a Canva and you did the background remover and you're over here in the little corner in your little selfie and it looks, I don't know, unprofessional. It looks like you mocked it up. It diminishes, it takes away from someone's first impression of your brand and your podcast. It just does. And so if you are like, keep it simple. So the rules that I would say is if you are designing it yourself, keep it really simple. Stay as close as possible as you can to like a Canva template. Don't try to go outside the box very much, or use a really professional photo of yourself and just add some text on it. But do not try to over-design something if you are not a designer and try to make a podcast that has a lot of different design elements when you're not sure or you don't know how to do it. So that is one of my icks. And then another part to the cover photo is when you, and some of y'all gonna know what I'm talking about, and some of you might be guilty of this, but when there's so many words on the podcast cover art, it starts to look like a flyer for a party. Like you're a party promoter and here's all the things on here. So it's like, oh, here's the party, buy Angie Jordan, and then bring BYOB, and over here is the address in the corner. Like, it's just too much writing and too much attention on too many different things, right? So go for simplicity and stop trying to be overly creative or over design your cover art with lots of words. That definitely gives me the ick, and it gives me not professionally done, not someone who knows about podcasts and doing podcast cover art. That's not like anyone who knows how to do it will not do it that way. So my best advice would be to just splurge and hire someone to do your cover art for you. Whenever you're ready to do that, you can pay a couple $100 maybe. I know that I've paid before like $100 for graphics for my cover art. This was a long, 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 long time ago, but I would either keep it really simple or invest. Hey, if you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, I really need to up my podcasting game, or you want to start utilizing your show more for your business to get more leads and sell more offers, then I want you to come over to podcastthatpays.com and check out the Podcast Collab Lab. That's podcastthatpays.com, and check out what we're doing over there. I would love you to join us. Okay, back to the show. Okay, another ick that I have about podcasts is, and you probably have, if you've been in my world, you've heard this one from me before, but is having random guests on your show for no goddamn reason. So having random guests, meaning, oh, I just want to bring Angie on my show because she's funny and let's just talk about it and, you know, yada, yada, yada. There is nothing that will diminish your conversion rate faster than having random guests and having random conversations on your podcast that are not intentionally driving business to you, or not being intentional at all around how that is helping your audience to connect the dots in what you do. So for instance, I always tell people, the best guests to have are clients So have your clients on, talk about their stories, talk about what they did, talk about your work together. And then the next best guest is to have experts on who don't do exactly what you do, but can support what it is that you do. So if I'm sitting here and I'm a, you know, health coach and I'm telling you how important sleep is, and I can have a guest on, an expert that's like actually goes deeper, who's a sleep expert and who's like, okay, here's actually what's happening when you sleep. And here's even more information on how that affects your health and you getting healthy. So it's like a deeper layer in there that expert comes to back up what you are saying and actually provide more value in a deeper way, right? So having guests for no reason is a big ick of mine. Okay, next ick, not landing the plane. Not landing the plane is probably climbing the ranks of my biggest icks. So when you are recording a podcast, and I have seen so many people do this, that are just sort of meandering around and are just talking about, and I get the let's be conversational, but what happens is when you open a story and you're telling a story, you're like, guess what happened to me? And then you forget why you told that story or how to tie that back into, or you don't land the plane. You don't tie that back into why we're listening to this podcast in the first place. So like if I went off in this episode and started telling you a story about, I don't know, something that happened to me yesterday walking around New York City, and then I forget to say, okay, this is what that has to do with the story, then it just kind of is like I'm rambling. And so it's good to share and to be conversational in your podcast, but you always need to tie it back to what is that main point. So you always need to sort of land the plane and wrap up this idea. So if I'm telling you a story to help wrap this idea up, I need to go ahead and wrap up the idea. So one of my biggest icks is leaving it open and not making your point, not completing your point. Big ick of mine. And so if that is something that you know that you do, maybe you need to write more notes. Maybe you need to write you some bullet points, make sure that you're using stories strategically. And so you understand like what you're doing in your story and what the point is, or you know, in advance. So if you're just on the fly and that's what you're doing, maybe you need to start writing some notes. Okay. So that you can avoid this ick. And then the last one that I have is long ass intros, or I'm in your episode 5 minutes and I still don't know what the episode is about. I still don't know what to expect. I still don't know what's coming, or I still haven't gotten to any meat yet 5 minutes in. So please keep your intro short. I know that you want to connect and be more personal with people, but you will lose people. You will lose brand new listeners who are coming to find you if you are just like, you know, today I listened to a podcast once. I really wanted to listen to this. The guest on the podcast was a friend of mine, and her episode, the topic was interesting and I really wanted to listen to that topic. And she was on someone, I don't even remember what podcast it is now, but I really wanted to listen to it. So I go over to it and I literally start listening, and homegirl was talking about, she was like, okay, so today it's a Monday and I'm looking out of the window right now and the snow is falling, and you know, and it was 5 minutes because I kept pressing the fast forward button to see when we were going to get to the episode. We hadn't even gotten to the interview part until 5 minutes in, because first we had to do this long ass intro. Then she had to tell us about, you know, what she'd been doing in her life and how she's looking out the window and what she's doing on the random Monday. I wanted to really listen to the episode, but because it's an ick of mine, I couldn't do it because it's an ick of mine. I could not on principle do it. And I tried to stay, but I was just so turned off by it that I couldn't listen to it. So that is also one of my icks. And then I'll share another little baby ick, and then I will wrap this up. But one little baby ick that I have is only sharing your podcast on social media using audiograms. Baby ick. And only because it's ineffective. It's just ineffective. It's cute. It looks pretty. But it's really ineffective. And you kind of get penalized for posting because it's the algorithm reads it as like a video, right? And so like you don't get a lot of algorithm juice, that's what I'm going to call it, when you do that. And so you're not really getting a big response from it anyway. And I would challenge you, and I would ask, if you're one that posts audiograms and you're offended by this, I would just ask you, how much engagement are you getting on your audiograms? What are people doing from your audiograms? Is it driving traffic to your show? I would love to see those numbers. So I would love to be proven wrong about them. So feel free to come and prove me wrong about them anytime you want. So those are my icks. Hope I didn't offend you too much. Hope you enjoyed it. And I will see you in the next episode.
Hey, if you enjoyed the show, head over to podcastthatpays.com to get started on your way to creating a podcast that pays. And don't forget to follow this show and take a screenshot that you were listening and tag me on Instagram at Angie M. Jordan. I'd love to meet you and show you some love over there. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. Let's get this money.